know, I got a little message on shouting. And sometimes people shout the wrong thing. I'm all for shouting an amen. But I kind of wonder how it goes when people leave the building. I always wonder if they got the shout when they're at work or home. I always wonder how husbands and wives do when they're not around everybody else. I don't wonder. I know how they do. Amen. I can see it. But you know something? And I wanted to preach on that. And I wanted to preach on heaven. And I ain't going to be able to do it. So what are you going to have to do tonight is turn to 2 Chronicles 7 to a very familiar passage. It's a very familiar passage back there. Maybe I can preach on heaven tomorrow or something. I don't know. I always want to preach on heaven. God let me sing about heaven. And this is a familiar passage in the Word of God. You all know it. Maybe you worked up your own sermon on it, some of you preachers. And you didn't come here tonight to compare sermon notes and to compare preachers. And if you did, you're just full of the devil. You came here tonight to get something from God. You didn't come here tonight to see how good or bad I preach. I tell you from the beginning, I preach bad. I spit all over you when I get close to you. Amen. And I preach longer than you like to sit on your hind end, except when you're at a ball game or in front of a television.
Yes.
Some of you done been here longer than you wanted to be here anyway. And I'm just a terrible preacher, and I just try to do the best I can for God. Amen. But I tell you what kind I am. I'm a shotgun sniper, brother. And I try to hit everything I can hit every time I get up. Because I know that everything going on among Christians and all you hallelujah Sams and shouting Joes out there, most of you just fool the devil. Amen. 2 Chronicles 7, but you don't kid me one bit. 2 Chronicles 7, and we begin at verse 12, and then we'll start at verse 12, and then we'll go back over to the book of Deuteronomy. You say it's Old Testament. I know it is Old Testament. So is the book of Psalms. If you don't like me preaching out of the Old Testament, don't read Psalms, you hypocrite. So stand and we read the Word of God. I tell you, they get in a ball game, they stand up, and some half-dressed naked cheerleader gets up there and throwing some phony flower up in the air and everything, and then rolling the drums, and they're all out there getting ready to kick a pigskin. Everybody stand. Nobody stands for the Word of God. Amen. And like Brother Wood told me, he said, the problem with some people, they just stand on the Word of God all the time. Amen?
Yeah.
Then they never read it. All right, 2 Chronicles 7:12 said, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Well, what a blessing that must be. Amen? I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be opened and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now I've chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And then if you turn back to Deuteronomy 28 at verse 15, the Lord is talking here, Moses, talking to the children of Israel. And he gives them a blessing, and then he gives them some curses. And it said in verse 15, it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And then he gives some curses. And he talks about the curses in the field and the basket and the store. And I believe that one's on this country, amen. In the grocery store, man, you can't get nothing for anything anymore. And he talked about you're going to be cursed when you go in and cursed when you go out and all that kind of stuff. And business, he comes down there in verse 30. And he said this in verse 30. He said, thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Says, thine ox shall be slain. Look down at verse 32. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. There shall be no might in thine hand. God brings down some curses on the nation of Israel for disobedience. And you say, but I'm not the nation of Israel, and I know you're not. And you're God's people now, and you're the house of God now. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you something, you can be saved and live like you want to live. You can be saved and live the way you want to live and go to heaven, but brethren, your life is going to be a curse, one curse after another. And if it isn't, there's something wrong somewhere down the line. You might not have got it plugged in at the right place. See? But I'm going to tell you something tonight, brethren. You do what you want to do. And I'm going to preach. And I get all done. You can discuss it and cuss it. And you can do it or not. I don't care what you do. I'm just going to preach. But I'll tell you something tonight. There's a big thing going on in this country among the people of God. And we need to do something about it. Father, bless the reading of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, may be seated. I heard a fellow preach the other night, Tim Lee. I heard him preach, went to see him preach, and I heard a lot about him, and he's a pretty good preacher, shelled the corn pretty good. He got up there and he said that the Supreme Court of this nation has caused more damage in this country than any other group.
Amen.
And they really haven't. I don't believe that. I don't believe the Supreme Court caused more damage than any other group in this nation. I don't believe the Quakers have. Amen? I don't believe the courts have. I've been in jail. I don't believe they caused, we didn't have a whole lot of trouble in jail. I don't have to believe abortions has caused more problem than anything any other group in this country. I don't believe murderers have or rapists. I don't believe any of these people have. I think there's one group of people that caused more hell in this country than any other group, and that's God's people. And the problem with this country is not an abortionist or a rapist or a thief or a murderer. The problem in this country is not the Supreme Court. The problem in this country is God's people. Amen. That day the Lord said, you haven't done right, said, I'm going to spread dung on your faces. And I think the problem in this country is a bunch of dung-faced Christians.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may not like that, but that's exactly the truth. I'll tell you what's going on in this country. The salt has lost its savor and didn't fit for the dumb here.
Amen.
Amen. There'll be a whole lot of amens on this message. I understand that. But I just want you to know something tonight. The better they say, well, is there going to be revival in this country? I don't think so. You know, I mean, I'd like to say something. I really would. I'd really like to think so. I'd like God to prove me wrong. But I don't think there's going to be revival. You say, how about this state? I doubt it. You say, how about this city? You gotta be kidding. With this many Baptists, you gotta have 25 churches in this city that ain't nothing but splits off everybody else. Ain't never gonna have no revival. Amen. You say, what about this church? I don't know. It ain't up to me. Amen, brother.
Amen. Yeah.
Ain't up to me. But I'll tell you who can have revival. You.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I just do that, and I just do good, Lord, and you just get my kids in shape, forget it. Lord, I do right to get my wife straightened out. I do right to get me, my husband straightened out. Don't worry about it. Do right no matter what
they
do. Amen. Amen. Talk to you to do wrong. And God gives us a little thing that, I don't know if it's a formula. I don't like formula. I took math, you know, but I don't like formula. By the time they give a question on a test in formulas, I never cared for them formulas. gives all them word problems the form. But I'll tell you what, I don't know if this is a formula. I heard people say this is the formula for revival. I don't know if it is or not. It's been preached all the time, brother. I ain't done nothing yet. Amen. Yeah. So I don't know if this is quite it, but I'm going to give you some things out of this verse that might help people to draw a little closer to God and might save you some heartache and trouble later. And I'm looking right now across this place, and a bunch of preacher, you know, you're in school and everything else, and I'm looking now probably about 10 fellas are going to quit on God in 4 years.
Amen.
Yeah. You're going to run out on God. The hallelujahs will be gone, and the amens will be gone, and you're going to be out in the real world. You think it's rough here. I'll tell you something, buddy. The war don't stop till you get out of that place.
Yeah.
That's boot camp, and you sissy, you can't make it through boot camp. You ain't going to make it nowhere else.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. The thing is, God gave it. Now, I don't like these little plans and fun. You know what's wrong with churches? I tell you why there ain't no revival. Everything's a program.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Everything, they got a soul winning program.
Yeah.
Amen? How many of you ever go out soul winning when it isn't time to go soul
winning?
Yeah. How many of you ever witness when you're supposed to witness and fill out a card and everything else?
Yeah.
Soul winning, ain't nothing will kill a church any quicker than a program.
Yeah.
Can't stand no program. I got up there one time in one church there in Texas. We got preaching away, and the piano player didn't show up. And I sat down there, and they said, "You play?" I said, "Yeah, I'll play." So I sat down, I played the piano, and I looked on there, and they had that whole cotton picking week lined out with what song they was going to sing Thursday night and Friday night and Wednesday night. And I looked up that song there, and I said, "Hey, Billy, sing number whatever it was." He said,
Yeah.
We sang that last night. And I said, "I don't care if you sang it two nights, we'll sing it again."
Yeah,
you know what happened? I took his program away. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kidding, man.
Amen.
You know what kills churches? Program.
Yes.
And you program.
Yes.
Let's get us a ping pong table and a volleyball net, and we'll get a lot of young people. Yeah, they won't do nothing for God, but they'll be a bunch of hellions. Tell you, amen.
Amen.
He said, "Well, what is it?" Verse 14 said, "If my people," my people. That's funny. What do you mean, my people, Lord? My people. You must have made a mistake in there, Lord. I'm not the one that needs to get right. Well, Lord, I belong to moral majority. Imagine that. Somebody, more. I don't believe there is one.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm out. Amen. Praise God. Praise God for a soul and praise God for any good they can do. But there ain't no moral majority.
Right.
You know, the moral majority is made up of 90% of the people making up the moral majority are sitting around in their homes watching that old television
right.
and playing
yes.
that jazz
right.
music
right.
and watching a bunch of bunk. I'll tell you what, they're not moral.
Amen.
I know whores got more morals than
that's
that.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. I know a bunch of whores that are more honest than that.
Yeah.
Well, I used to know them. I don't know them anymore, honey. I want to tell you something tonight, people. He said, if my people, he said, that's Old Testament. Doesn't bend through that. I know all about dispensation. I had to make a little chart out the other day. I know all about that stuff. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. You are the house of God, and you are God's people in this age. You're born again and washed in the blood, and you belong to Him. And He said, the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Amen.
You think you've got a great Christianity in this country? The old boy, we American Christians, we really love God, and we know it all. But there's some poor dumb Chinaman can't even get his dispensations right, can't even get the stuff figured out, and loves God five times more than he ever thought about.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I don't like it. I know you don't like it. That's why we're doing it this way.
He said, Amen.
You know what that context of 1 Peter 4:17 is? Brother, the context of that is suffering.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You know what these nice little sweet little educated Christians do today? They don't want to suffer.
Amen.
They do anything they can to get out of going through something for God, because they are so sweet and pretty and nice, and they think that they don't need to go through.
Yeah.
You need to go through hell.
Amen.
I tell you something, boy. He said, it's my people. I guess that's where it starts. I never read one time in the Bible God brought judgment. It didn't start. It started with His people.
Amen.
Start with His people first. Well, He judged Babylon. Yep, He judged His people first.
Yes. Amen.
I'll give you one. You know what the Lord did to them Jews every time they got back our way from them? He sick the Hamites on them.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Check it out.
Yes, sir.
Check it out. Gonna be one of these days about 75% of the mayors gonna be Hamite, amen.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you what's wrong. Let me tell you, you're gonna get out there and you're gonna mess up, you're gonna fall down your Christian life. And you know why? Because there's no judgment.
Yeah.
If my people, there's no judgment. You don't judge your sin. You sit there and enjoy a mess.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Get all done. And you can rationalize your way out of that. You can pull a verse out of the Bible anywhere you want to pull it out to prove what you're doing is fine.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Boy.
Yes.
You just going to rationalize. You know the problem with most Christians? They're about this high in sin.
Yeah.
Unconfessed. Well, I don't drink and I don't smoke and don't gamble. I ain't talking about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what the biggest thing is among them this day and age? I told him the other night, is in that form on babies. A baby can't control his tongue.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
The biggest thing going on today, brother, is the Baptist burying the wounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bite and devour one another.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to talk about all the sins because I'll miss yours.
Amen.
But you know what? There's no judgment. There's no judgment on the leaders. There's no judgment on self, no judgment on the group. You take over there when the children of Israel went in there and they got Jericho and they come through there and they come across Ai. And they done real good. And they got over there at Ai and 3,000, came over there 3,000 men and lost 36 people. And come back and Joshua's praying. You know sometimes you're praying when you ain't supposed to?
Yeah.
Do you know that? Well, Brother Harrison, I'm going to pray about it. What do you mean pray about it? You know you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to pray about.
Amen.
And maybe God will just change it around. I ain't going to do nothing. You down here, you're bawling and swallowing and crying. I said, get up. There's shame.
Amen.
You know what the problem with most churches here? It's just full of the devil.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sin.
Amen.
You know why church can't have revival? There's sin all over the place.
Right.
Yeah.
People get in a man, you want. You say, well, you get all the good feelings you want.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
You can shout and scream and holler. I'm all for that. But I'll tell you, that don't mean you got revival.
That's right.
It might mean you're covering up or something.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. You come along in there. That old group, man, that suffered. The whole competition group suffered because there was sin in that group. And they weren't judging the sin. And until you judge the sin as a group, you ain't never going to have one.
Let's have a little get together, a little fellowship, a little food, a little fun, a little singing, a little entertainment, but you ain't going to have no revival. You ain't going to get no work. You take David. They got down there, committed adultery, murder, lies, stole, everything. The Lord, he made my bones. He should make my bones rejoice, which now has broken. David didn't get his joy back until he judged his sin.
And then,
y'all people just quit justifying yourself. Well, I was just doing. Well, I just wanted. Well, I didn't. You ain't just about anything.
Amen.
Got to come along and preach on something and say, oh, well, you know, some can, others may, you might not all like it. Listen, you carry that stuff a little too far, huh? Amen. Better watch how far you carry all that stuff. I pulled them up somewhere, I don't know where it was, North Carolina, somewhere. I said, you know, I like all these books. You know, them books, the controlled temperament, spirit, and all that kind of thing. You know what that does? That gives you an excuse to sin. They got a little song that says, he's still working on me and all that. You know, I don't like that song. There's nothing wrong with the word. I just don't like it. You know why? Because you use that as an excuse to sin. He's working on you, and you ain't doing a thing.
Amen.
And you better learn to do something. After you're saved, you're going to be in a mess. You better learn to judge your sin.
Yes.
Ain't nobody got us. Got to go to God to get saved and confess their sin.
But boy, after you're saved, you do. You know what you do? I met someone. Dear Lord, forgive me if I have sinned. That's fun. I bet God roared on that. You hear what he said, Lord? Well, they got me hit. If I had done any wrong today, I said, what'd you do wrong?
Then
he come down here to get out the other way. He said, Lord, if I commit any sins of omission or commission or submission or intermission.
Come on, brother.
God ain't going to take that.
Yeah.
Hey. Lord, forgive me for my sins today.
Yeah.
You can't get out of it like that.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Come on, good preacher.
I talked with old buddy Cargill. We was up there not too long ago. And him and I have become pretty good friends. And he's just crazy. I am too. Not very buddy was telling me about these teeth he had. He said, you know something? He said there's one guy had a son that threw a rock at this little kid. And he threw a rock at this kid, and he said, hit him. And he said, the father took the boy in and was going with him, and the boy said, Daddy, I'm sorry. I won't do it no more. He said, what'd you do, Johnny? He said, I'm sorry, Daddy, don't whip me, Daddy. He said, what'd you do, Johnny? He said, Daddy, I promise, I'll never do it again. What'd you do, Johnny? Well, I'm sorry, Daddy, don't whip me no more. What'd you do? He said, 20 minutes went like that. Finally, the little boy said, I threw a rock at Jimmy. Daddy said, boy, he said, you could just see the relief go across that his face.
Yeah.
And the burden lift off of
him.
Amen.
Yeah, I said, Lord, I'm sorry I sinned today. What'd you do?
Amen.
I'm sorry, Lord. I mean to see God take this right off my back. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. What'd you do?
Amen.
I'm sorry, Lord. Our Lord, the gospel. We do gospel practice. Work gets rough sometimes.
Yeah.
You know why? You don't want to tell him who you gospel about. You're afraid he might tell you who killed
him. Yeah.
No, God didn't want me to do that. He just wants me to be willing.
Amen.
There's a bunch of crap going around today. And that's why preachers ain't doing nothing for God.
Yeah.
I'm a street preacher, so what?
Amen.
Some of you ain't doing it for God anyway. Some of you enjoy it.
Amen. Good preaching. on, brother.
Oh, just Jeremiah said, "Oh Lord, correct me with judgment." Well, I didn't like that verse. I read that one. So I see what I'm trying to see what Isaiah said. He said, "Seek judgment." I don't like none of them guys. One time, Sam Jones was in a meeting, and all these preachers were praying because he wasn't very tactful. And they didn't like the way he did things. Let him pray down there. God made him not make him like that. And he came out of the meeting. They didn't go to there. And he got in the prayer anyway. He's so happy to see him on their knees. He got in the prayer. Yeah. They got down there and everybody was praying. Came to his turn to pray. Go, Lord. He said, "Don't listen to one of these fellows." He said, "They want you to make me like them. They don't have a burden for souls. They don't preach against sin. And they just compromise. And they just want me to be like them, Lord. Don't listen to these fellows." You know what we're saying is you're all in the all. I wonder if it is. I wonder what there is back. You know what David said? "Cleanse me of my secret."
Amen.
Secret. You know what happens to you if you don't get that secret stuff out of your heart?
Amen.
You just throw it back away there somewhere and never get it out to God. Well, anytime the devil wants to, man, you get a hold of that thing and you bring that light.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And you never will.
Amen.
Although there's some secrets in here tonight.
Yeah.
I understand why you're going to bring every secret thing in the gym.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
And bad. Oh, see, why are we in the mess we're in? Because Christians don't judge themselves. So you know what God's going to do? God's going to judge you. You know what I think? I mean, I preach persecution's coming and everything. I believe it probably will. But you know what I think the average Christian's going to get persecuted? You know what the worst is they can do to you? I'm telling you, I mean the absolute worst persecution you could have, brother. They're going to set you in a little room. And they're going to put this television in front of you. And they're going to turn it on and subject you to 1.5 hour of people laughing at jokes about Christians. And then you'll quit on God. You say, "I don't believe that." Some of you don't witness like you're supposed to because you're afraid of what people are going to say.
Yeah, amen.
Some of you don't believe it.
Amen.
You can't. You know what they want? They want this high society, Christian.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just pretty dumb. You know, I wear these. I wear them really because my, this doesn't help things. But I also wear these things because I just like to wear them, especially when people don't like people to preach and over. I got there in North Carolina preaching. Brother Allen Jones got up and said, I looked at Barry and I said, "Lord, why is that guy dressed like that?" And he said, I looked again and I said, "Why am I dressed like I'm dressed?" And he said, "I'm almost sure something queer has been in the pot." Amen. Check it out, a queer general.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, the whole world lies in wickedness. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to make you think you can walk in and not get filthy. I don't want to make you think you can wallow in this life and not get dirty with sin. Oh, yeah. We're alive in it, bro. You know what half the trouble is tonight? You just aren't judging the sin that's down inside that old heart and in your life, and you need to get it judged.
Yes, amen.
You got no peace, no contentment, no joy, no satisfaction, and all you can do is sit around and run your filthy rotten mouth without the bread. All you can do is sit around and backbite and gossip and slander. Because you're so full of hell yourself, you're trying to cover it up.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
amen. Every time I get around somebody that keeps throwing out a blanket of gossip, I want to raise the blanket and see what's underneath. Man, boy.
Amen.
I don't want to marry people. Proverbs 13 said there is, 23, there is that is destroyed for one of judgment. Oh, we got us a great church. No, we're doing this and we're doing that. We ain't talking about what you're doing. We're talking about what you're being. What you are. You can't cover up what you are with all that you're doing.
Amen.
That's good. Huh? The Lord said, didn't he say that? Didn't he say, I know thy works?
Yes.
Yeah, patience. I've got something against you.
Yes.
He said, I've been listening to you sing and shout and praising my name, but he said, I got something against you.
Uh-oh.
He said, there's something wrong with the heart.
Yes. Amen.
He said, with your lips, you honor me.
Yeah.
But your heart is far from you.
Yes.
With your lips, you honor me. But your heart goes after covetousness.
Yes.
With your lips, you honor me, but I got something against you. You left your first love.
Yeah. Amen.
People get around this life, man, they want to do something for God. Some of you need to worry about what you are.
Yeah.
I tell you something. You get out and try to do something for God, and you ain't something for God, you're going to wash it.
Yeah. Amen.
Somebody asked me today, said, like all that traveling? Well, I'll be honest with you, I used to look. The boy's getting there. If it wasn't for God, and I wouldn't do what I'm all supposed to do, if it wasn't for the grace of God, well, I'd have been washed out 2 years.
Amen.
See where he's plumbing?
Yes.
Take a guess, a missionary, boys. You get him out on the road. When Brother Powell got in the trailer, and ain't nothing works all the time. Amen. Just some oil is wearing you down, isn't it?
Yes.
Get out there, the lights won't work, and the plumbing leaks, and flat tires. And I tell you something, about that time, you better be knowing in your heart you're doing what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know that, you're going to quit.
Yes.
You're going to run out on God. And don't you fellas swallow this bunk that's going around, you know, that you get out there, and when times get tough, that means God is changing your calling.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of bull. God ain't changing nothing. No judgment. I gotta say this. I'm not saying this about Brother Wheat or about anybody in particular. But with all these preachers in here, I gotta say it. I go out and I don't know how many times I preach. I'm in a meeting. Every week. There's probably about 5 or 6 weeks out of the year I'm not in a meeting. Sometimes it's 3 days, sometimes it's 8, sometimes it's 7, and 5, and sometimes all I even got in a week, sometimes it's a Wednesday or Sunday, so I'm always somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something today, boy, I hear the preacher say, boy, this person and that person, I'm telling you, I got so much trouble in my church, and boy, these people this and that like that, and blah, 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 blah. And you know what the trouble is?
Yeah.
You know where the buck stops?
Yeah.
Amen.
Preacher.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
The problem is the preacher.
Amen.
All this talk and all this stuff, just not mine anymore. I'm God,
man.
You like my man of God suit me? I believe in that. I believe in giving honor to whom it's due. All those that labor in the doctrine work of God. I believe all. But let me tell you something, boy. If you don't take the glory, then you're going to take the blame. Amen. When it falls apart, you better go to God. Amen. You better say, Lord, did I do something wrong? Find out you did get it right.
Amen.
And if you didn't do nothing really wrong to cause you, say, Lord, was there somewhere I could have been a little more understanding, had more wisdom, or something I could have done to help them better?
Amen. Yes.
You know what people think? They think pastor of the church is just preaching on Sunday.
Yeah.
I remember one guy told me, he said, God didn't call me to pastor, he called me to preach. I said, what are you doing in the church then?
Yeah.
No. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. get out there, you're going to find that you've got six sheep, brother.
Yeah.
They're cast down, and they're about dead, and they don't know nothing. Half of them don't want to know nothing. They don't care. And that's because they've been chastened for 30 years by men in the belly.
Amen.
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 Thank you, brother.
That's good. Amen.
I don't know what that got to do with the first point, but I have to say, I know it's getting warm in here. Open the back door if you want to open. You know what? Some of you haven't been alone with God and confessing your sin and so long that you're so full of it you don't even know you are. Your conscience. You know what Wesley said? People say, well, I didn't get convicted about that. Well, that might not be a good sign.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. I like these little sweetheart Christians always waiting on God to convict them to do right.
Yeah.
What a bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't love God any more than to do right unless he has to go the extra mile and convict you. But that might not be a good sign. You might not got to convict because you've been doing so much stuff, your conscience is so seared, God can't even get to you. Now I tell you, when you get in the light, when you go down, brother, and they're going down all around you, and all over this country, they're dropping like flies. Amen. When people are leaving God, I don't care if it's a ministry or if he ain't, it doesn't make no difference. When people are quitting on God and running out on God, I tell you something, you can trace that back every time to some little old sin that they never got right with God, and the thing just built and snowballed and built and snowballed till they got themselves in a hell of a mess and they never got it out.
Amen.
Yes. And if you're not diligent and keep that stuff judged moment by moment and day by day, you ain't going to be no better.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
People ain't hit an altar in years.
Yeah.
See, I don't need to. Probably need it more than you think.
Yes. That's right, brother. Amen.
My people. Judgment always begins the house of God.
Amen.
And you don't judge yourself, God's going to do it. What makes you think you're so great? Because you're a King James Bible believer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe the book.
Preacher. Yes.
Huh? Yeah. I believe the book. You little snot little brat. Yeah, you don't believe nothing.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
I'm a Bible believer. I go to the best Bible college in the country. Brother Powell, I mean Chinese over there in the main court will walk away with some reward if you crippled.
Yeah.
Or how many Bible believers, educated preachers for the next
generation. Amen.
Yes.
God, people don't straighten up. They don't think for kids too.
Yeah, right.
Man. I don't know if they do like they did 1,000 years ago. But if they do, they're going to rip your women up.
Right.
They're going to burn you too.
Yeah.
If you got such a good Christianity, you're going to stand in the judgment seat of Christ. What you been doing? Practice the ball, play the ball.
Amen.
There's somebody that gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. What you want to do?
Amen.
Amen, brother.
I'll be fine. You just go to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God got angels singing circles around you.
Amen.
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 You ain't doing it for God. You got something yours. You go get up there, there's some daddy up there, watch his wife rip open the fruit of the womb, take and give him the hog.
sound like it. I don't like to say it.
Yeah.
Why don't you start doing something?
Amen.
Why don't you start living for God? Then when the time comes, you have the grace you need.
Amen.
Amen.
I've done wrong for 31 years of my life. 31 years I didn't do nothing but wrong. By the grace of God, I want to do right that Jesus comes. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if anybody likes it. I want to do right. By the grace of God. And I said, well, so-and-so don't do it like that. I don't care.
Amen.
I don't know anybody preaching that believes like that. I don't care.
Amen.
I don't know any evangelists preach like that. I don't care.
Amen.
They told me I'm sorry as a heresy preached too long. I said, I know.
Amen.
I preach what God tells me to shut up.
Yes.
You don't like it, that's your problem.
Right.
They said, you get up north, man, them Yankees. And then you get up there, you can't preach more than 45 minutes. They won't ever ask you back. I spent all my time in
Yeah.
I got up there and I said, well, if I preach real long, I'll never have to come up here again. I got up there and preached 2 hours and went in church, and I got meetings back every one.
Amen.
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 Yeah, he's like good preaching or long preaching. I don't know if they're good, but I don't know what it
is.
Maybe they just are getting all the reruns on when I was up there.
Yeah.
Judgment's going to fall. And sure that I'm standing here, judgment's going to fall. And I'll tell you something, just because you're who you are and believe what you believe and do what you do, that don't mean judgment isn't going to come, brother. Because it's going to come.
Amen.
Little old Christian school. While the devil uses Christian schools to tear up more churches than anything I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what they got in Christian schools. They got dope, and they got sex, and they got unwed mothers, and they got the whole cotton picking man.
Yes.
They gonna get you out of it.
Yeah.
They gonna get you out. For my people, judgment begins. The house of God. No judgment. No judgment. You ain't never going to get nowhere with God. I like what the sister said. You got to get honest with God. I told a guy one time I cussed God out. I don't say that bragging. I'm not bragging about it. I was a kid, man. I was mad at God. I'm surprised God didn't kill me. But you know what? Somehow I believe God looked down there and saw an honest heart. I said, boy, that kid really railed on me, didn't he? Sure is mad. But he was honest.
Yes.
I ain't been that honest with God all through my life. The problem with some of you, you don't want to get honest with God.
Yes.
Amen. You what you are? You're whited sepulchre. The outside of the cup and platter is clean.
Yes, yeah.
But honey, that inside is a filthy, dirty, rotten mess.
Yeah, amen.
Some of you women spend an hour and a half on your hair and Max Factor and Revlon, Avon, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Every morning you get up and spend all that time teasing it, you know, and all that kind of putting the curlers and the hot iron, all that kind of, and you don't spend 10 minutes with God, you puking angel.
Yeah. Yeah, amen, brother. Good preaching.
Amen. See, I don't like it. I know you don't. I said it just for you.
Amen.
Which are called by my name. Which are called by my name. Boy, isn't that something?
Yes.
Called by my name.
Boy, the Bible said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seed, for the Lord knoweth them that
believe.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad he knows. But sometimes people look at me and they can't tell who I belong to.
Yeah.
Amen. The foundation shook.
God knows I'm his.
Amen.
Boy, I'm called by his name.
Yes.
I take some of that old trumpet sound, and that thing belongs to come up hither. I'm called by his name.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
First didn't stop there.
Yes.
You want to say it? And let every one of them, the name of the name of Christ, depart from the name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, could we stay there a while? We stay on that a while.
Amen.
I see Christianity today that's got all this knowledge, all this doctrine, and I keep reading back them old fellows of Whitfield and Mueller and Wesley and some of them old guys, and they were kind of screwed up in their doctrine. Little Calvin didn't know much, but boy, they walked with God.
Amen.
Yes. They didn't know they walked with God, but they walked with God. Must take more than all that time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Depart from iniquity. Isaiah said in 1:16 and 17, cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians, you turn to God from idols to serve the living God.
Amen.
You hardly like the Catholic. Let me tell you something, brother. There's more idols in this building here tonight than there is in Catholic, any Catholic church in this town.
Yes.
And I'll tell you the difference. The Catholics are more honest about it. They're right and open.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen, brother.
Depart. Come in. There's no separation. Amen?
Amen.
Which are called by my name. Listen, if you're called by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you ought to be a little different, don't you think?
Yes. Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen. The worldly hellions.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, glory.
Just about mad enough to preach.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on, brother. Preach it now.
You say, oh, how are we going? You don't know nothing, honey. You just pull ahead. Preach on the outside appearance. All they ever preach. They never preach nothing else. And I've heard them preach on everything. Cowboy boots, mustaches, Levi's, and bell bottoms, wire rim glasses, red covers on your files. There's this other group. All they ever preach is on the heart.
Amen.
And so what happens is they raise kids that live like the devil and look like the devil. They never have the guts to preach to them.
Amen.
Amen. They didn't laugh on that one. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got that, man. Liberty! We're under liberty! Why, we're under the law of liberty!
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Praise it, brother.
Boy, one time, brother, I was in bondage to sin.
Amen, brother.
Yes.
I didn't have no freedom. I just had to sin. You know what I mean? Like
amen.
That. And then I got saved and I got delivered.
Yes. Amen. Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to preach on what you think I am.
Yes, come on, brother.
I don't want you to sin any more than you already have. You can be saved and run around this world stark naked. Amen.
Amen.
Go to heaven. I believe that.
Yes.
I believe that.
Amen, brother.
God looks down and says, well, he's washed in the blood. Man looks and says, Well, if he's saved, I must be.
Yeah.
You know what your problem is? You're a thumb sucking baby.
Yeah.
And you just want to live according to the way you like.
That's right.
And you're not even concerned about a soul going to hell. You're not concerned about how a man looks at you and how a man watches you. You're not concerned about anything.
Amen. Yeah.
You're just going to live like you want to live because you're under the law of liberty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, good for
you. Heard it in the last city.
Amen.
All things are lawful, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stop the verse there. We'll all be okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen. Yeah.
All things lawful. Not all things. Speaking.
That's right.
Staying from all appearance to be.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? Show me your faith by your word. So that ain't right.
I know.
What do you expect out of Boston?
Yeah.
Sound off.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Boy, it's as quiet in here as it was the other night. I was preaching about women keeping their big trap shut. I don't say women don't like that either. Don't worry, I ain't this guy. Ellie Maxwell wrote a good book called Born Crucified. That's a good book. Had a little poem in that book. He said, they, the church, and they, the world, walk closely hand in hand. And none but the master who knows all can tell the truth of God. I know the Amish are lost. A lot of them old men are actually saved.
Amen.
I really respect those people.
Amen, brother.
They might carry it too far, I don't know. They might draw attention by how far they go the other way. But I'll tell you what, they don't care what people think about the way they are.
Amen.
I found some good stuff, good will. Some of you wouldn't be so interested in fashion and wearing the most expensive and buying at the best store. Some of these missionaries can get where they're supposed to go.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. What's your problem is, huh? You fool it.
Amen.
My wife says, I say that about everything. You know what? Everything's full of it.
Amen.
Amen. I don't like to preach it. This ain't hard to preach. I mean, the darts are flying, brother.
Yes.
Amen. Boy, they're just whizzing right by. Bouncing off the sheet. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Boy. It's right for a woman to look like a woman.
Amen.
Amen.
It's right for a man to look like a man.
Amen.
That's right.
It's right. I don't care. Pull all out to all your little scriptures, all your little arguments, all your little justification. It's right, and you know it's right. That's why you waste all your time trying to prove it.
Amen.
See, I got no problem with it. Don't bother with it. I don't care how you live, I don't care how you dress, I don't care what you do. God told me one time to believe it. I don't preach that stuff, brother, but I want every night. You don't know what a legal is. Read the Bible once while you understand what it was.
Yes, amen.
That's hyper sanctified. I wouldn't mind getting that way.
Yes.
Amen.
God says, so heavenly minded, no earthly good. That wouldn't be too bad, would it?
Yes.
I never met anybody like that my whole life.
Amen.
If I always worried about that, I think I need to be worried about the other way around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Good preacher, brother.
That up there, you Yankees, they have a hard time with this stuff. Lazy?
Yeah.
I preach this. You know, it's a chicken coop or a firehouse or, you know, a little apartment building, something like that, but once in a while, God gives me one. You know, big church. I had a big church up there in New York. And they go
They were thinking next time I come, they won't be so hot. My wife is up there. I'm going to say some things some of you ain't going to like tonight, but that's okay. You love me anyway, and I love you too. We all going to be in heaven, all this be all worked out. I got up there, and this guy, this deacon, was fixing the crate. And I walked in there, and I said, honey, don't go out of that car. She said, why? I said, well, they're working on the crate. I went down, I said, don't go out of the car. Why? Because he's right underneath the front steps. And all he's got on is a pair of swimming shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. No shirt, no nothing. I said, you ain't going out.
Amen.
That'll preach.
Oh, no. What's high for saying the finds up there?
Yeah. Amen.
You know what that is? That's common sense.
Amen.
I had a lost granddaddy to believe that.
Amen.
Yeah, one time J. Edgar Hoover told his men, he said, you guys, the FBI, you're the cream of the crop, the best in the land. And he said, you know something, you can't take those vehicles home and use them for your own personal use. He said, why? He said, you can't even drive them home. You drive your own cars to work. And really, it would be nothing a whole lot long driving the vehicle from home and back to work. You know what he said? He said, the people of this land expect more out of you.
Amen.
Amen.
All you want to do is show off your liver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everything else.
Amen.
That's right.
It is again, bro.
Good.
I tell you something, there ain't going to be nothing if there's some separation.
That's right. Yes.
I don't just give me out.
Amen.
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 I believe it's a work of grace from the heart.
That's right. Preach it.
If you did what I stood here and preached a long list of stuff, and you did what I said to do, you just be doing it.
Right.
You got a hold of God and say, Lord, I want to be different. I want to be like a woman. And get honest with God about it. Say, you work of grace out of the heart.
Amen, brother.
I got a little pace. I called me up about my daughter. About this certain thing. He said, well, it's a gym teacher. Well, it wasn't really gym class, it was playing disco music. I don't know what that's got to do with exercise. And then come to see some people get in on that stuff, you know. Oh, I'm exercising my body, you exercise a lot more than that.
Amen.
You just
go.
Yeah,
that's right.
They called me up and said, well, Mr. Harrison, maybe would you let her, how about if she wore this? And I said, I wasn't interested in compromising.
Amen.
I said, if my daughter can't do it with a dress on, then it's not for a lady to do.
Amen.
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 So I don't believe, I don't care what she does.
Amen. Amen. Preacher.
That's right. That's the spirit. Amen.
Well, now you all know you don't like Brother Harrison. Amen. What's wrong in this country? You're a bunch of little girls trying to be boys. And they walk like boys, and they talk like boys, and they think like boys, and they act like boys. And you got a bunch of women trying to be men. And you got a bunch of men, God forbid, trying to be women. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, when a woman trying to be a man, somebody got to fill up the gap, amen.
Yeah.
If my mom and my daddy don't believe, I don't care what they believe. There ain't nothing that looks more like a lady to me than see some old lady just wearing a nice old dress walking down the street.
Right.
Some old man dressed right, boy. Amen.
Amen.
What's that about? There's history.
just all kind of things go down the line that show the rebellion that's taking place, and attitudes and clothes and walk and talk and all that just weaves a web down to this. I still like that thing you told me the other day, brother. Said knocked on the door or something. Well, y'all, nobody gonna like me now. I said, yeah, I need to be hated once in a while. Knock on the door to this little Korean lady. Korean lady answered the door. I guess the J.W. just kind of got through. But he was talking with her. He said, Christian? I said, yeah. I said, you're a Christian. Did you have Christmas? He said, no. Nope. It's okay if I tell how you believe it.
Go ahead.
He said, no. Nope. He said, you have Christmas tree? He said, no. Nope. He said, oh, I couldn't have anything to do with a Christian that had a Christmas. So we worship Buddha with the truth. There are people watching you.
Yes.
There's lost souls dying and going to hell, and you little baby brat quit living like you want to live just because you're a fun sucking baby and can't live any better.
Yes.
And don't give me gas about legalism and Pharisee and all that crap. You don't know nothing about it. You don't care.
Amen. Get on a diet, health food diet. Somebody asked me one time, said, what would you do? God called you somewhere. I said, I'd eat what they ate there.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you know what that could mean? I went to a Samoan one time and I said, can you help me clean these fish? I didn't fish for years and years, now I fish all the time. Well, no, I don't, but I like to. And I said, I forgot how to clean fish or anything. And I said, am I supposed to cut the head off? And she said, oh, no, no, don't cut the head off. I said, wait a minute. She said, over in the island. She said, my kids fight for the eyeball. Oh, I got right with God. I moved away from them Samoans. I didn't want to get calls, you know what I mean? Well, Brother Vickish, up there they eat muck tuck. Up there in the Arctic, that's whale blubber. Good Lord. Who knows what they're going to find over in Taiwan? Amen. Brother Powell, tell me about swallowing an octopus tentacle or something. Oh, lie. He didn't keep it down.
Woo! Amen.
That Bible still says, come out from among them.
Yes.
And be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Yes.
That Bible still says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather be true them.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And some of you ain't got the guts to approve anything.
Yes, that's right, brother.
You can get on a street corner and shout a sinner into hell, but when you get near the brethren, you can't open your mouth for God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Kind of cowardly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to preach this message in two nights.
Amen.
We're going to give you the whole ball of wax.
Amen.
Get tired and got to go home.
prepare a Sunday school lesson because you weren't right with God and didn't do it this week? Back there in 2 Kings 5, there's an interesting little character. Old Naaman, he got leprosy, you know. There's an interesting little character back there. She's a little maid. Ain't got no name. Now that one of them said, hey, this little maid said it. If we get Naaman over to a prophet over there someplace, that he'd get healed. He said, thus saith the little maid, that is of Israel. There she is over there, all in Syria. But she tells you of a Jew. Amen, woman. Amen. That she looked like her. And that she talked like her.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. I bet she walked a mile.
Amen.
I bet she cried a little bit. Judy cried a little
bit.
I bet she laughed a little bit. Laughed. You don't live to see the day people who Bible believing Christians are getting deemed before homosexual.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know why? I could just put up the face all the time. The more that stuff is put up there, the more it's put up there, the more it's put up there, all of a sudden you begin thinking you're not such a bad fellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, bro.
But it just needs to be saved.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm not telling you to kill them all the time. I believe that. I believe that for one. I know a fellow who got saved. He could warm the hip. That old boy never missed church, never missed prayer meeting, never missed bus visitation, never missed Friday night class for new converts. I mean, that old boy was witnessing for God, went down on the street corners and preached. He got saved, man. God changed that old boy around. Couldn't until he started talking like a man.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Couldn't walk like a man.
Amen. Yeah.
Dressing like a man.
Amen.
That God called him to preach.
Yeah.
He didn't say, where is it? He prepared for the ministry there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, kill him.
Amen.
Do you ever just get out and say, Lord, is there something I need to depart from? Something in my life I need to get rid of. Did you ever open up your Bible and say, Lord, if there's something I need to depart from, could you show me what I'm reading? You know why you don't? Because you got things you need to depart from. You know what they are.
Yeah.
Which are called by my name. What's that next phrase? Shall humble themselves. I never seen such a proud Christianity in my whole life. And that doesn't surprise me. You know what the church said in Revelation 3? I am rich! And you judge your Christianity by the success you have. I have people that I've told them to call me a brother and say, well, how many did you have saved last week? How many decisions did you get?
Yeah.
How many? I said, I don't know. Sometimes I say, none. They think I'm supposed to be out of the ministry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been in 3 years, got more than Noah, got in 120 years. I'm doing okay.
Amen.
Amen.
You do anything! Thank you.
Some of you think you're so high up the ladder of spirituality. You don't need to hit an altar. Then you get this thing, well, I hit it at home. God plays a dirty trick sometimes on churches where we go. I preach some messages in churches, brother. The only person down on the altar was the evangelist's wife. Say, what's she doing? Well, I know she's doing one of two things. She's either getting right with God or praying for them rascals to get right with God. And I watch them, boy, and she'll go down. I watch people. They are amazed that the evangelist's wife is going to the altar. Listen, when you're married to a rascal like me, you need to stay as close to God as you can.
Amen, brother.
Best place I know to backslide in school. You just get so full of knowledge.
Yeah.
I heard one time where the devil had a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
The guy's wife, you listen to me. You could go and leaps and bounds with God. By that time, you'll think God's calling you to do this or that. You say, honey, we're going into ministry. And she owns one of them, and she give you all kinds of money. You say, as a woman, I tell you, you want that? You left her way back. Take that Bible and pull that young woman apart. You get down with her. You read that Bible together, you pray together, you teach her, you instruct her. If you're a wife, you shut your mouth and let him teach you. Hey, I got the first.
Amen.
Well, leave a loud mouth, hussy, and all the people, all this stuff, listen. A lot of the trouble a man has with a wife because he just won't take time with
her. Yes, that's right. Amen.
I don't know what that's got to do with the message.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Got to humble yourself. Huh? Yeah. Got to humble yourself. Get down on that altar. Say, oh, he's trying to get people. I don't care what you do. We give the invitation. If you want to go over to your church and get on the altar, go over and get on the altar. I never read one time in that Bible where a man was humble, but what it wasn't in front of God and before man.
Yeah.
You're going to sit around and say, well, I'm going to wait and get right home. You proud peacock, you. Your problem is you're just full of hair.
Amen.
Come on, brother. Preach it.
The first time you find that in the Bible is when Moses goes to Pharaoh in Exodus 10. I believe in verse 5, somewhere in there. And he says, how long will I refuse to humble thyself? Pharaoh is a type of the devil.
Yeah.
Last time you find it in the Bible, it's in 1 Peter 5. He says, what? Humble yourself? Why? Because your adversary is the devil. Walks about the roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Yeah. The first mention and the last mention in the Bible, the devil is right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew a lady one time up and said, come on, honey, we got to go up there. And she said, I can't go. I got a hole in my hose. You know what that was? Pride.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Some of you worry about the way you look. You need to better worry about what you've been thinking about.
Yes.
You need to worry about getting down with God and getting in front of God and saying, God, I'm never a dirty, rotten, filthy, old, vile, wicked people. God, help me, God, help me. I'll tell you, man, that's when God will come along and pick you up and carry you.
One time his king had him a big feast. And he set this table and invited all these people. These big, you know, counselors and governors and everybody. And they all got in there and the king wasn't there. And they got in there to that table. And they said, well, we'll just seat ourselves in the order of importance that we are according to where the king sits. So the king's chair's here, and they all begin to sit how they thought they was important, most important here, and on down the line, and here like that. They all got set down, and the king showed up. And he sat on the other end of the table. Huh? Ain't that going to be something?
Amen. Amen.
Some little old nigger woman from East Tennessee going to walk away with all the crown? Yes, they will, Ronnie Powell. Yes, they will.
You know what the problem is? The American Christians have become proud in their Christianity. And all they got is a form of godliness and no power.
Yes.
Amen. Because the power is not there until you're weak. Because he said, when I'm weak, then am I strong.
Yeah.
Humble yourself. You're not going to have no revival. Can you see a nation of Americans humbling themselves?
That's exactly right.
I can't even see God's people humbling themselves. And I want you to know something else, and I got to go on. Man, I'm leaving a lot out on that.
Amen.
I will say this. Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know what he did? He left a pollution-free throne of glory to come down and live in this place you live on.
Amen.
You know what he became? You'd never believe it. The Word of God.
Yes.
The breath of God. The Son of God,
yes.
When he became a man.
Amen. Yes.
You talk about humble. I'll tell you something else. He not only became a man, he became a servant.
Yes.
You talk about humble. And I'll give you one more. He died on Calvary and became, took my sin.
Amen.
You know what I was? A dog.
Yes.
Amen.
A Gentile dog.
Yes.
Let me give you one more. He said, at most, lifted the serpent. He became like a snake. Sit around and you say, I ain't going to stand for the way they preach.
God.
You ain't full of God. You ain't full of something else. And that Bible said, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. How about that?
That's right.
You know what the problem is in churches?
Amen.
Everybody thinks they're better than everybody else.
Right.
Oh boy, did you hear what he did? Man, did you hear what Sister So-and-so did?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Then he said, shall humble himself and pray. 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 What is that?
Amen.
Some of you only praying you get in is on Wednesday night.
Yeah, amen.
And you wonder why you can't get close to God.
Yeah.
We're about done. You all hanging there.
Yeah. Amen.
I walk here without slipping on the blood.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Lord.
You know what's wrong with you? Why, you got this. You got the one who made this whole universe. And he allows you the privilege and opportunity to come in to the inner chamber, man, and have communion.
Yeah.
And you'd rather fellowship with the brethren all night long.
Yeah.
More time for prayer and get more done. I don't either, but I found
everybody got the plan. God got a few of his own.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I let a lady of the Lord a couple months ago in New York. I never got to the Book of Romans. Say, how'd you do that? I know you wouldn't know how I did it, but I did it. I have to write a letter of apology to Jack Hines, but I... You think you can get them to see a set number of verses and a set number of this and a few of this and get down everything fine? I got news for you. You got a big shock coming. Especially you get up there in Yankee land. David said, I prevent the morning watches. I prevent the night watches. Some of you guys, you just wore out, man, and you're tired. And I'll tell you, it's midnight, and you're just so wore out and tired, and you can't pray. And I'll tell you, if the fish are biting, you could go fishing.
Come on.
Oh, I can't get up at 4:30 in the morning and see God. Man, if you'd go on a camping trip, you'd be up at 3.
Yeah.
How many of you ladies? Well, I can't get up early and see God. The old man, if he's going to a wedding at 9 o'clock, you'd be up at 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're going home to see Mama, you can go to bed.
Yeah.
Amen. I've seen nobody laugh when I hit him before.
Amen.
You hear that song?
Yeah.
You can do what you want.
That's right.
Oh, man! I just can't! You don't mean you can't, you mean you don't want to.
Amen. That's right.
Of God, all right. What a time I had.
Amen.
You know why you don't pray much? It might cost you something.
That's right, man.
You know what it cost David Brainerd? His life. You know what it cost William Carey? Himself. Well, I'll pass on. Then he said, seek my face. Seek my face. Not only is there no judgment and no separation, no humility and no real prayer, there's no vision. The Lord told his people in Deuteronomy 4, he said, thou shalt seek the Lord, thou shalt find him. I don't believe God ever turned his back on a man that sought him with a pure heart. You know what that speaks to me of? The holiness of God.
Man.
You know why people live like they live? They just don't believe God is holy.
Amen.
Let me show you something. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. I told the preacher tonight before we start, I said, there ain't going to be nothing deep given out. If you give people deep things that are just wading in the mud, they're going to drown. 1 Peter 1. 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning, what a word, huh? Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it's written, be ye holy, for I am holy. You say, well, that's spiritual. No, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting